friends. Welcome to Wrestling Buddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast filled with wrestling, friendship, and wrestling with friendship. I am your host, Matt Elfring. With me, as always, is Chris Hayner. Chris, how are you?
Join the Dark Order, Matt. JoinDarkOrder.com. I'm fantastic. I'm excited to announce the Dark Order will soon be making our debut on All Ego Ethan Page's vlog. We'll see what happens from there. Again, I must stress, not officially affiliated with Dark Order in any way. I just got an email one time and now like to play podcast spokesperson. But Matt, I'm great. We had back to back really good interviews.
Yeah.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor came on and gave, honestly, one of the most insane interviews I've ever been a part of in my decade plus-ish of writing.
Yeah.
And then Johnny Gargano came on, and you, unfortunately, were busy, but me and Johnny had a good talk about wheels, about building the way, about everyone's favorite wrestler, Austin Tajiri, and about Disneyland.
And if you're wondering, Matt, where were you? Stay tuned to GameSpot this weekend. D&D Live is happening, Dungeons & Dragons Live, and I've got quotes that will be in news stories about certain things that are happening within the realms of D&D. And if you like D&D, please tune in, because there's some... tune into D&D Live, but also tune into my stories.
And if you're not a nerd, come hang out with me in the cool guys room where we like shoot pool and drink Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Also, watch Money in the Bank this Sunday, or come to my friend Will's 40th birthday. I'll be there. Kurt, who has asked questions to the show numerous times, will be there.
Wait, are you not covering Money in the Bank this weekend?
Oh, no. This is Saturday I'm talking about.
Oh, for the 40th birthday. Okay. Happy birthday, Will, you said?
Well, happy birthday, Will, a guy who has played bass and guitar in many bands. I've been friends with him since, I'm going to say after high school, because we did not like each other in high school.
Oh, he's turning 40.
40. This is the year that most of my friends turn 40.
Including your favorite wrestle buddy. Hey.
That's right.
Ask him what it's like. I'm trying to get some market research done on what being 40 is like. But I think it's going to be fine.
You should watch the movie This Is 40.
No, definitely not going to do that. Matt, here's the problem with that movie. I'm not Paul Rudd or Leslie Mann, so I don't understand.
Or Judd Apatow.
I'm most certainly not Judd Apatow, so I don't understand how this appeals to me at all.
Anyway, Money in the Bank is this Sunday. Please, of course, if you want, come make sure to check out the live coverage we'll be doing of Money in the Bank, which is me giving you the winners and losers, and then sometimes saying sarcastic and funny things that have happened during the match.
And sometimes I'm there, kind of, at least in spirit.
Actually, wait, Money in the Bank's one of the big ones. Shouldn't you be there with me?
I can check my calendar and see what I've got going on Sunday.
Because usually Chris only comes on now for the big shows.
Let's do this. Let's do this live in the room. Let me look at my Sunday.
Yeah, let's plan Chris's Sunday for him.
I don't think I currently have anything going on Sunday. So, like, you know what? Take a look. You might see ya boy, Dark Order member Chris Hayner there.
And next weekend is Comic-Con, so...
What? Are you serious?
The week after this is Comic-Con, bro.
Oh, God.
Wait, is it? Hold on, let me check. Yeah, the week after this is Comic-Con.
Hang on. Do I have anything going on that then?
Yeah, Comic-Con.
No, I mean like important stuff that I'm doing.
Yeah, Comic-Con.
No, I said important stuff that I'm doing. No, my calendar is open so far. I'll try not to book anything, but let's be real. There are things that are much more important. Wait,
please don't,
does Comic-Con start Thursday?
Hold on, let me check. No, it doesn't, because I took Thursday off.
Good, because I have a ticket to go see the perfect 1970s movie Over the Edge on Thursday night. I don't know if you've ever seen Over the Edge, Matt.
That's the ice skating one, isn't it?
No, that is The Cutting Edge, Matt.
I know it's not over the top.
It's not. You are correct. It is not the arm wrestling movie. Mm-mm. Over the Edge is it's from 1979. It is about a planned community in which the teenagers are so bored that they flip out and they like turn the town, the planned community like turns to hell on earth. And it ends with the teenagers locking all the parents in the school and then setting it on fire.
Spoiler alert.
I know, but like it's worth it. It is also the first film of Matt Dillon, aka the brother of Johnny Drama.
Yes, yeah.
Right? That's how we all know him.
And that day I will be at a tattoo parlor getting tattooed.
Are you getting an over the edge tattoo? Are you getting a full back tattoo of the poster from Over the Edge?
No, I'm doing a mashup of the poster of Over the Edge with the characters from Over the Top.
Ooh, you know what? Not mad at it. I hope it's like a thigh. I hope it's on like your thigh.
One of those. It's my chest. It's my whole chest.
Oh, wow. Like the worst pirate.
Yeah, it's going to be really weird because the chest is kind of a bumpy area for me. Oh, there goes a plane. Anyway, guys, what we're really here for is to predict Money in the Bank winners and losers and maybe some magical things that happen. And as always, guys, once again, our favorite robot AI that we all love, PredictionBot, is here, and it will be predicting the winners of these matches. Again, PredictionBot claims to have 100% accuracy. I'm pretty sure it has 0% accuracy.
I think it's 85%. I also want to note, I almost asked WrestleBuddies fan / important person to me, Lord Pumpernickel, to appear on this podcast to sing their Money in the Bank theme song that was invented while, or written. I guess you don't invent songs, you write songs. Written while playing WWE Supercard. And every time anybody says Money in the Bank, which if you're a wrestling fan has been a lot the last month, it plays in my head endlessly.
I'm also going to come out and say I apologize for claiming we are going to have a whole month of Money in the Bank stuff because I forgot it came up so quickly.
Did you claim that?
I think I claimed that a few episodes ago.
Whatever. What would our month of Money in the Bank stuff be?
Well, we talked about, I wanted to look back at last year's Money in the Bank because it was so weird and wonderful.
It was fantastic.
But anyway,
even though it ultimately meant nothing. Remember Otis winning and Rey Mysterio being murdered?
Yeah, that was AJ Styles also murdered.
Was Aleister Black murdered?
I don't remember. No, it was two people were murdered. Maybe it was Aleister Black and Rey Mysterio.
Was Malachi Black murdered? There's another plane flying over my house.
It was Baron Corbin did the murders. Who is now the saddest boy in wrestling, and I love it.
He's finally gotten a punishment for murdering wrestlers, and it's Shinsuke Nakamura took away his stupid crown. So he doesn't get to call himself king anymore, even though he could just go to Party City and buy an exact replica of that stupid crown.
Just letting you guys know, if you are outside of the U.S., you'll be able to watch the Money in the Bank pay-per-view on the wonderful WWE Network, no longer exists. We'll be watching it on the Peacock. Which I think the Olympics are airing during that too.
Is Peacock counter programming itself?
It might be.
That's kind of fantastic. Hey Matt, who do you think? Yeah. Which one do you think is going to get more viewers? WWE Money in the Bank or the Olympics?
I'm gonna go with the Olympics. Also, if my results thing ends up talking about rock climbing or skateboarding or muscle boys throwing heavy objects.
Wait, they're skateboarding at the Olympics now? Are you talking about the X Games?
No. Skateboarding is part of the Olympics as of this year. So is rock climbing. And there's a couple new additions.
Is there best BMX flips? Is that an Olympic event?
No.
So Tony Hawk could have been an Olympian if the Olympics had gotten its stuff together earlier.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway.
Anyway, let's break into the match card. And we want to let you guys know this is the match card as of July 13th, around, we're going to say 2 p.m. Central, 12.
It's Pacific.
It's 11:44 Pacific.
I know. I'm not going to give the exact.
We've got, look, this is what it is. We got through Monday Night Raw. We have not gotten through the final SmackDown, the go home edition of SmackDown, if you will. Because there's no point in doing predictions like, okay, let's stay up super late on a Friday night to record this. No, thank you.
I'm an old man. As you heard, I'm turning 40 this year, so I don't want to stay up late on a Friday night for anything.
No, I'm going to watch Below Deck with my wife.
Ooh.
Great season this year.
Y'all, Big Brother's back, so catch that on Paramount Plus.
We'll be talking about the matches listed in order. As they are listed on WWE.com, and we will bring in PredictionBot at the end to kind of discuss everything. First up, Chris, we have the Raw Tag Team Championship match, AJ Styles and Omos versus the Viking Raiders War Machine.
Again, I feel like we do this every month. It's Omos. I don't know why it's spelled Omos when they only pronounce it as Omas. Everything about this makes no sense to me. I love the Viking Raiders. I've loved them in NXT. I've loved them before NXT when they were on the indies. Like, I love this team. They're not going to win. They should win. AJ Styles and Omos as tag team champions is just kind of a fluky thing that hasn't worked.
Yeah.
So, like, let's move on. In fact, you know what? I'm changing my mind, Matt. I'm calling it on the field. I think the Viking Raiders are going to sneak out the win here, and it's going to move AJ and Omos into a different direction. And I think the reason why it works is because I love the New Day. I always want the New Day to be around, but the tag titles can't just keep going from the New Day to someone back to New Day.
No.
So, like, I like the idea of spicing things up, throwing the Viking Raiders in there. And then after the Viking Raiders win, I'd like to see them go a little heelish and then go into a longer term feud with the New Day, because I don't think we've gotten a feud between the Viking Raiders and the New Day. And, like,
I don't think we've gotten, heel Viking Raiders at all.
No. And I want it. And I think they would have a very good dynamic with the New Day. They had a very fun early in the pandemic. Mm-hmm. They had a very fun dynamic with the Street Profits.
It was
solely based around, like, silliness and playing games and not really wrestling.
Yeah.
And it was just, honestly, it was like, we're in a pandemic. We don't know what to do. Let's experiment. And it turned out to be very entertaining. I want to see them have it out with the New Day. I think that would be a good match.
I am with you. I want Viking Raiders to win this one. I see Viking Raiders win so that WWE can build up its Raw tag team division again. But more so than anything else, I see Omos going for a singles run. And
wow.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine those matches, will you? Imagine Omos versus Ricochet for the United States title or whatever. I don't even know who has the United States championship at this point.
Isn't that weird that I don't know who has secondary titles at all right now?
I'm trying to think. I think Apollo.
Apollo has it. Yeah.
He still has the Intercontinental title.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. Sheamus is U.S.
Sheamus has the U.S. title. Sheamus and his Bane mask to protect his beautiful nose.
I hope no one punches me in the face.
Sheamus is like doing the dashing broken Cody Rhodes thing, except he's not having as much fun with it.
Fella.
Fella.
Let's move on. There's the Raw Women's Championship match. What
does Prediction Bot think about this match?
I said we're going to go to him. We're going to go to it at the end.
Oh, my apologies. My sincere.
I think it's just better to put all of Prediction Bot's weird predictions at the end, because, I mean, sure, we're experts, kind of, not really. But Prediction Bot's like the real expert, like 100% accuracy rating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But,
like, honestly, take Prediction Bot's predictions to Vegas.
You know what? No, okay. We'll get Prediction Bot rolling. Let's get Prediction Bot rolling and just sprinkle it through the episode. Does that sound good?
I like it. I think Prediction Bot is easier to understand when it's spread out as opposed to a concentrated blast of Prediction Bot straight on through.
Okay, so here we go. Prediction Bot, let's talk about that Raw Tag Team Championship.
Hey, Prediction Bot.
Omos. Almost like Omos defended his championship. The Viking experience will win WWE can have a real tag team as champions. A defeated Omos will then become a car salesman and open up his own very successful dealership.
Okay.
I didn't catch anything he said at first.
I first want to point out when they first came to Raw, they were dubbed the Viking Experience. That is no longer the name. I believe their finishing maneuver is now the Viking Experience. If I'm understanding him correctly.
Yes.
He believes that the Viking Raiders are going to win the titles and that Omos is going to open up a used car dealership.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that's what I heard. But Matt, I believe it's going to be successful, so at least he's got that going.
If I was going to buy a used car and I had the option of buying from just some normal loser or Omos, I would buy it from Omos 100,000%. Mm-hmm. He's a tall dude. He's a very, very tall dude. I'm a pretty tall dude. I think I can trust him to put me into a car I will feel comfortable in.
Would you say that Omos is a tall drink of water?
I think he's a tall drink of sugar-free Red Bull.
Okay.
He's a tall drink of Axe energy spray on the rocks.
Oh, boy. Raw Women's Championship, Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair. Chris, where is this one headed?
I understand the inclination to want to put the title on Charlotte Flair in front of the first show in front of an audience in a long time. But,
yeah.
But I think with the singles titles, especially when they're on people who don't necessarily have a track record in front of a larger WWE live audience, it is important to establish them and see if the crowd can get behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Rhea Ripley is incredible. Rhea Ripley is so good. Her character is so good. She can wrestle as good as anybody on that roster. Keep the title on Rhea Ripley 2021. That is my campaign here. I hope WWE fights against that natural inclination to want to put it on Charlotte Flair because she's Charlotte Flair. I get that. Charlotte Flair will be champion again one day. Charlotte Flair will be champion a dozen thousand times over the next couple of years. But like, I think right now, stability is the key. Mm-hmm. It's been a weird year. We're getting back in front of people. And there will be some, I'm sure there will be some shuffling of the titles, but man, I would just really, really, really love to see Rhea Ripley go the distance.
I'm going to say Rhea Ripley is going to win here. I'm going to make my own prediction bot type prediction. I think the match will end and Charlotte Flair will start going, lose it on Rhea and start beating her. I'm going to say Becky Lynch is going to come down and save Rhea.
Whoa, Matt. Matt, it's been a while since you've been able to make a Becky Lynch prediction.
I know. I love making Becky. And I want Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch to be best friends. That's my thing.
But I would love to see a match of like just a match of talents between them.
Yeah,
like a showdown of skill between these two total badasses.
Let's build up to SummerSlam, Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley, just two faces going at it. When's the last time you had like two super over faces in a match against each other?
I'm calling it now. SummerSlam is probably going to be a triple threat. Rhea, Becky, Charlotte.
Asuka.
I'd also be down. No, honestly, I'd be down for a fatal four-way and throw Asuka in there.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Asuka and Becky Lynch have incredible chemistry in the ring together.
Yes.
Like, so give it to me. And they also had that moment, like Becky's last moment before like taking time off to have a baby was that moment of her and Asuka in the ring, of her giving Asuka the Raw Women's Championship.
And Asuka legitimately didn't know she was getting the title.
So good. Such a good moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want Rhea to retain. I'm super down for Becky to make her comeback too. Oh my God, Matt.
Imagine that crowd.
The roof would come off of the place if that music hit.
It has to happen after the match is over, though.
Yes.
It cannot. Let Rhea have her moment, or don't let her have her moment. Let Charlotte beat her up so she doesn't get that moment, but Becky comes down to help.
Yeah.
You can't have it be like that Ronda Rousey moment where like somebody's won and then Ronda shows up.
Honestly, even if Rhea wins by DQ, like Charlotte does something dastardly, loses the match and then beats up Rhea, like that's, and then you send Becky down for the win. That would be, or for the save. That would be fantastic.
Anyway,
I love this match. Good call.
Yeah. Even if Becky doesn't show up, this is going to be a banger of a match.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Prediction bot, what do you got for the Raw Women's Championship?
During a ballistic battle between Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair, Ric Flair will come out and try to sell the live studio audience car shield. That product is constantly in commercials for during episodes of Ring of Honor. Seriously, that's like the only commercial that show plays online.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know if you watch Ring of Honor online. Mm-hmm. The only commercial they show is Ric Flair for Car Shield.
Evidently, Prediction Bot watches a lot of Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor.
Matt, I hate that. If there's
not even a prediction there.
If there's one, yes, but if there's one thing we've learned in the last year, it's that you should keep Ric Flair away from Charlotte and the women's division.
Yeah.
Remember when he kind of sort of got what's her name pregnant?
Lacey Evans.
Lacey Evans.
Yeah.
God.
Prediction, Mike. We need a real prediction. Like, who's going to win?
Rhea Ripley wins or whatever.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's very dismissive.
Yeah. I think he was really into Car Shield.
Yeah, I wonder if he's bought, I don't want, he can't hear me, right?
He can hear you.
Okay, can you just.
It can hear you. We got to stop this.
Can you just plug its ears real quick?
Yeah. Prediction bot shut down.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. Let's just make sure.
Are you shut down?
Shutting down. BZZZZZZZ.
BZZ. BZZZ. Bzz. Is that what it is? Bzz.
I think so.
Is he buzzing? What a freaking weirdo. Listen, I just like this was a long road to take to get to my one dumb comment, which was
I think
Prediction Bot spent way too much money on Car Shield and thus can't stop talking about it. And like
he loves it.
I know, but like why? Does he even have a car?
I don't think he can drive.
I wouldn't think so. He's a AI.
Whatever. Prediction Bot, turn on.
Log on, Prediction Bot.
Boot powering up.
Boot powering up. God, who designed this idiot machine?
We did.
I had nothing to do with the creation.
You were there day one designing it.
Matt, I don't know how to design AI. I thought we bought it on eBay.
No, you were like, he's got to like no predictions for wrestling and it needs to sound vaguely Australian.
And he has to like, he has to have a weird lust for Colin Firth.
We didn't give that to him.
Oh,
that's
he's learning. He's self-aware.
He's AI.
He's self-aware of Colin Firth's abs.
We're going to the men's Money in the Bank match, which is Kevin Owens, Drew McIntyre, Matt Riddle, Ricochet, John, Drip Drip Morrison, Big E, no. Shinsuke Nakamura, and Seth Rollins, banger.
Don't call him that.
What?
His name is John Morrison.
Drip Drip.
His name is John Morrison.
Drip Drip. John Drip Drip Mundo.
Why do you keep saying that? Matt, I'll tell you who shouldn't win. That's Drew McIntyre.
I'm sorry, Drew.
Why am I haunted by Drew McIntyre in the title hunt? Like, honestly, give it to Kevin Owens. You know what? That's my prediction. I know I'm wrong. It's probably going to be Seth Rollins or whatever, but give it to Kevin Owens. You know what? Big E would be good, too.
This 100%, like looking at these names, feels like let's get these guys in front of a live audience to see who the audience actually likes.
I hate that the answer is going to be Riddle.
People don't like Riddle. I'm pretty sure they don't.
Matt, we don't like Riddle, and we're assuming we are the voice of the people when clearly that's not the case. We spent last week spending an hour talking about the first episode of Impact Wrestling. Who cares about that but us?
That's true.
Look. People love Kevin Owens.
There's no reason not to love Kevin Owens.
I would love to see Kevin Owens win Money in the Bank. I'd love to see him get another shot at being world champion. I hate that he's called King Nakamura now. That's stupid. I hate the King thing. Stop it. Stop it. It's stupid. It's stupid and it's dumb and it should feel bad. I could see Shinsuke Nakamura winning this. Seth Rollins is an easy pick, but like Seth Rollins hasn't been all that interesting lately. And I feel like Cesaro is going to somehow cost him this.
This is such a weird match because it's like I can see most of these guys winning, even Drew, even though we don't want Drew to win. Again, I love Drew, the nicest guy in the world, but like he needs some sort of repackaging.
Or just a break, like give him something to do that isn't fighting Bobby Lashley for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I would love to see Big E win this, but Big E needs. I don't think he needs a break. I just think Big E Lashley is not compelling to. Well, the draft's coming up too, so who knows?
Yeah, I feel like Big E's on SmackDown.
That's right. Biggie Roman Reigns I like, but we've seen that, but I'll see it again.
But I feel like, and Big E has said this himself, that the momentum has kind of cooled off on him since WrestleMania, which is unfortunate.
Because SmackDown's a hard show to be a main eventer on, and I think it's because Roman Reigns has such a huge grip over that like main event.
In a bad way. Like Roman Reigns has been a fantastic world champion, but he's also just mowed through all of the competition, so much so that Edge is back now after getting utterly destroyed at WrestleMania. He's like, yeah, but like it didn't really count because it was a triple threat match. And I'm like, well, no. That's not how that works at all.
But also, Reigns is the most compelling character on SmackDown right now.
By a long shot.
Yeah. Winning Money in the Bank and being on SmackDown is a death sentence to me.
I don't think that's true, because Roman has to lose the title eventually and you get to hold
I'm saying right now.
Right. But you hold that briefcase for a year.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't have a good answer for this one because
I do. Kevin Owens.
I'd love Kevin Owens. I don't see it.
Kevin Owens was a great heel universal champion that I feel never got his due. And then like, as much as I love the stuff with Chris Jericho, it felt like it held him back from being a fully heel universal champion. Mm-hmm. I would love to see him get the chance to really, really shine as the hero champion. Cause I think he can do it. He has that kind of charisma that it feels very reminiscent to me of Mick Foley, where like,
yeah,
you can't help but have to root him on.
Yeah.
Plus Matt, just imagine a face Kevin Owens heel Sami Zayn feud for the world championship. Come on.
Oh my God. Never stop those guys from fighting.
Come on, fight forever.
All right, let's prediction bot. Here we go. Who is going to win the men's Money in the Bank match?
Hey, bro. Let me tell you how much I love Matt Riddle. He's like an everyman. He has such a cool scooter. I wish WWE would showcase him riding on his scooter more. I would buy a game called Matt Riddle's Extreme Scooting and I would do all the flips.
Damn it.
Activision, where you at? Make this game a reality.
All right, I guess we found a Matt Riddle fan.
I hate you, Prediction Bot.
You don't hate Prediction
Bot. I hate Prediction Bot. You know who I miss? The SmackDown hacker. Prediction Bot makes me miss the SmackDown hacker of all people.
I think that SmackDown hacker thing's never going to come back because we're at a point now where Retribution is broken up and half the members of Retribution are losing their old Retribution names.
I miss you. I want the SmackDown hacker to come back and fight Prediction Bot to the death. So one of them has to be gone forever.
Oh, that'd be weird because it's a hacker versus a computer program.
Oh my God.
That's the match for WrestleMania's main event.
Whew.
Moving on, we are at the Women's Money in the Bank match. Zelina Vega, Asuka, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross, Liv Morgan, Natalya.
Excuse you. It's Nikki ASH. Nikki Almost Sorry. Superhero. Get it together.
Nikki Ash.
No, Nikki A. Dot, it's ASH. It's initials.
Who is the sister, obviously, to my friend Will Ash turning 40 this Friday or Saturday? God,
it's not Ash.
His last name really is Ash.
We don't know the final person in the Women's Money in the Bank match, correct?
One, two, three. There are six people listed.
According to Wikipedia, it's Asuka versus Naomi versus Alexa versus Nikki ASH versus Liv Morgan versus Lena Vega versus Natalya versus to be determined. So I think
there's a SmackDown person missing.
There's one slot left open that'll be determined on SmackDown. That person, I'm going to go on a limb now. You're not going to win. So take that.
Carmella will be listed.
No, Carmella is fighting for the title Friday against Bianca Belair. Originally, Bianca Belair was supposed to face Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship at Money in the Bank. Unfortunately, Bayley suffered, I believe, a torn ACL and is out for up to 9 months. A replacement was named and the match was moved to SmackDown. It'll be Bianca Belair versus Carmella this week, live on SmackDown, in the final show from the Thunderdome. I don't want to say ever because we're clearly going to get locked down again, but like for now, the final Thunderdome show until the next time we have to do Thunderdome again.
I'm going to go on a limb and say it's going to be Carmella regardless.
I mean, I could see that happening.
How can you have Money in the Bank, a Money in the Bank match without Carmella?
She is, I believe she is
two-timer,
yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Man. So as I'm looking at the field here, like the men's match, I see several winners potentially. Mm-hmm. Asuka, easy pick. Alexa Bliss, easy enough pick. Like, she hasn't wrestled a ton in recent months, but like, that character is so strong and such a big part of the program, I could see them going that way. I love Nikki Cross, Nikki ASH. I don't think she's to the point yet.
It's not her time yet.
Liv Morgan, I could see it being Liv Morgan's time. I would love, Matt, I would love for it to be Zelina Vega's time.
Me too.
That's my pick.
Zelina Vega fan.
I'm picking Zelina Vega for the win.
I am not going to pick Zelina Vega. I'm going to pick Naomi.
Okay.
Naomi never got her due as champion. She's a fantastic performer.
She was a great champion.
But like, it's just, it feels like such a footnote.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. But she was so good. I wish it was, you know what, Matt, you're right. I wish Naomi's title run was remembered for how good it, like, she was the sort of backbone of the SmackDown women's division for a while, putting on fantastic performances week in and week out with that really interesting character that she came up with herself.
Can you imagine Naomi Bianca Belair, like a powerhouse versus like an acrobat? Like, that's
even though
Naomi's like bigger, you know, but
she, yeah. Oh man. Okay. I want to say, I'm pulling Zelina Vega, but I'm also super down for Naomi to win. Put the spotlight on Naomi.
All right, let's go to Prediction Bot, Women's Money in the Bank Championship. Who do you have?
Don't pick Riddle.
Prediction Bot malfunctioning. All of these wrestlers could easily win. Recalculating predictions. Please hold.
Oh, this is a tough one for Prediction Bot.
Please
this
hold.
He's recalculating. It's recalculating his predictions.
Why doesn't he have hold music?
I don't know. We should probably put some on right here.
How about the Jeopardy song? Do, do, do.
I don't think
Wait, that's copyrighted. That. Sorry.
Yeah, we don't have the rest of that.
Whew.
Yeah.
Are you still there, Prediction Bot?
The website's crapping out.
I have finished my recalculations.
Oh, there we go. Okay, let's go. Who wins Women's Money in the Bank Prediction Bot? Tell me now.
Colin Firth.
Medusa wins.
What?
And then she takes the WWF Women's Championship and throws it in the garbage on WCW Nitro.
Oh, God. What happened?
That's not... Medusa was not a part of this match at all. I mean, that's a very famous moment.
Also, WCW Nitro has been off the air for 20 years.
Literally 20 years.
God, 20 years.
Medusa cannot win.
Medusa's a Hall of Famer. She would never do that. No.
Medusa wins.
Stop it. Okay.
Prediction Bot's broken. All right.
I hate you, Prediction Bot.
No, you don't.
I do.
Universal Championship match, Roman Reigns versus Edge. 1, 2, 3, Roman Reigns. There we go.
Matt, I have thoughts about this match, and they all revolve around Edge's new t-shirt.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if you've seen Edge's new t-shirt.
I have not.
It's the best wrestling t-shirt I've ever seen, and I want to own it.
I'm opening up the WWE shop right now.
It just has a star on it, and it says Iconoclast, and that's it.
Oh.
A person who attacks cherished beliefs or institutions. Iconoclast. That's a cool shirt that I want to... I think I'm going to buy it. Like, I don't buy much in the way of modern WWE wares. I can't tell if you
hate it. There's so much NWO crap on here.
Well, so to be fair, WWE just had NWO week last year to celebrate 25 years of the NWO.
Oh, yeah. That's a really basic, like, Edge shirt. I kind of like it.
It's cool, right? It's super simple. Also, I just also went to WWEshop.com, and they're trying to sell me the Reckon Slam Cycle. Reckon, of course, spelled W-R-E-K-K-I-N.
The only way to spell it, guys.
And it comes with a Drew McIntyre action figure. You know, for all those times we've seen Drew McIntyre ride a motorcycle.
There's a Roman Reigns shirt that just says acknowledge me on it, which is the most like rando on Twitter shirt ever.
But like, I kind of want it.
There's a Jay and Jimmy Uso shirt that just says nobody's bitch. Like, who's going to wear that?
Me. Because I'm nobody's bitch.
Like, are you going to go grocery shopping in your nobody's bitch shirt?
I would say this. I would like the acknowledge me shirt if it didn't have the big weird Roman Reigns logo underneath it.
I would like it if it had a Twitter logo below it.
So many Austin 316 shirts. The worst LA Knight shirt.
Dude, there's a whole like Dan Flash's section here.
Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to take this segment in which we know Roman Reigns is going to win. Roman Reigns is going to be victorious, but I want Edge's t-shirt.
And we'll go to prediction, but what do you say?
On this day, I see clearly. Everything has come to life. A bitter place in a broken dream.
All right, you want me back?
Leave it all behind. On this day, it's so real to me. Everything has come to life. Another chance to chase a dream. Another chance to feel. Chance to feel alive.
That was poetic. I liked that.
That was the lyrics to Edge's theme song.
I know. It's Alter Bridge.
Is he saying Edge is... Yeah, I like the Alter Bridge is poetic. Is he saying that he thinks Edge is going to win?
I'm assuming so. He's just reciting the lyrics to Metalingus.
Well, he might also... What a title for a song, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, right.
He might also just be doing karaoke for all we know.
It's true. Wow. How come Edge is the only like wrestler where I know the band and the song title of their song?
Never Gonna Stop from Rob Zombie. Remember that was Edge's theme song.
My Durango doing 95.
Like, what are you talking about? Across the Nation, which was the Raw theme song. Seven Dust's take on Chris Jericho's theme song.
Oh God, I forgot about Seven.
Break the walls down. It's terrible.
Remember 2002 when everybody just screamed?
Yeah. Do I ever? No Chance, Vince McMahon's theme song, performed by a heavy metal band called Dope.
Oh, dude, one of my buddies was the guitarist for Dope for a while.
Really? What's his name?
Yeah, I do not like that band.
What's his name?
Jeremy.
Is it possible his name is Germs?
Yeah, that's him.
Germs Jensky?
Yep.
He played bass and backing vocals from 2013
not good guitar.
2013 to 2015. He left in 2016. Then he came back for 2017 to 2018.
Yes.
Wait, let me see if that was when this happened. This was 2002. So I think it was way after this.
Yeah, he was in the band way after they were famous.
Okay. So like it's entirely possible he did a gig with Dope. In which he performed No Chance in Hell. Is that what you're telling me?
Do you want me to text him?
I mean, no. But like, we could just assume. Oh, and then, of course, I can't believe I forgot Kane's Finger 11 theme song, Slow Chemical.
Mm. Anyway, let's go to that main event.
No.
WWE Champion Bobby Lashley versus
Bubbles Lashley. That's what I call him now. Bubbles. I think he'll
Bobbly like Lashley versus Kofi Mania, Kofi Kingston, Chris.
I love Kofi Kingston. I would love for Kofi Kingston to be champion. I think WWE is planning to keep the title on Lashley for a while. If anyone who watched Raw this week saw that he is turning against the sort of glitz and glamour lifestyle that MVP has kind of introduced since he became champion. He got mad at all like the women around and all the fancy furniture and whatnot. He tore up the VIP lounge in the middle of the ring.
What a jerk.
So I think it's a way to make Lashley a more dominant champion, which is not a bad idea.
But also to refresh the character so it doesn't become stale.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Freshness. Again, I would love Kofi to be world champion again. I'd like to think that Kofi will be world champion again, but I think this is just this is being used as a stopgap until the next big thing. Which what if Brock Lesnar comes back?
No, please no. Did you see a picture of him recently? He's got a ponytail.
Ponytail
now.
Brock?
Yeah.
He's a pony boy.
He looks like a Tekken character.
Honestly, he looks fine.
Yeah.
He's rocking the pony and the goatee. Good for him.
Also, don't come back to WWE. I'm tired of it.
He'll be back.
I know, but I hate
it's been a while. I could do with seeing him. It's been a while. It's been a while. We're out of control. I can make do with seeing him like rough some folk up.
I hate it.
I don't want him to become champion and then disappear for 6 months and then come back at like the Royal Rumble.
But that's what's going to happen.
Well, then just don't make him champion.
Remember when he was in the Royal Rumble and it was like when you and I played a WWE 2K game Royal Rumble and we just beat a person as soon as they come in and they just hang out for a minute.
Yep.
And then they put that on TV for real and it was the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. But like when he first came back to WWE years ago, he feuded with John Cena and there was no title involved and it was great.
Yeah, maybe if he's feuding with somebody and it's not the title picture, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would love to see Kofi as champion, but I think because they're putting so much work into Bobby Lashley's story, it's going to be Lashley.
Mm-hmm.
And that will bring us to prediction bot for the final prediction of this episode.
I can't wait for him to sing Bobby Lashley's theme song.
So prediction bot, who is going to win the WWE championship match?
Lashley is a sweaty, muscle-bound wrestle man with the largest of muscles.
Yep.
Clearly, his muscles will be able to stop Kofi-mania, don't you think? Kofi may have the mania, but Lashley's unstoppable muscle man body is like a freight train, almost like watching a Colin Firth movie. It just keeps going and you never want it to end.
Honestly, I'm surprised it took this long to get there.
Yeah, same.
I would also note, does he know that his name is Kofi and not Coffee?
It might be the Australian accent.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't believe you, but okay.
Should we give it a American accent to see what it sounds like?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. We sure shouldn't. I bet you know.
I don't want to reprogram.
You know what I bet it'll sound like? Terrible. Just
hey
bad.
There, I'm from America.
I have to say, Matt, these were the best predictions Prediction Bot has given yet, except for the Alundra Blaze thing. Sorry, Medusa.
I mean, it's obvious that. Prediction about malfunction because it was a very tough match to predict. However, 100% accuracy, Medusa's gonna win.
No, that's just, I mean, there is a TBD slot in the match. So In theory, that could happen, but no.
Chris, what if that happens?
Then we have to cancel the show because something's gone horribly wrong.
What if Prediction Bot is right and Alundra Blaze is in the Money in the Bank match?
I don't like that.
I hate it, but what if?
Matt, don't say things like that. I don't want us to have that kind of power. Also, if WWE is looking to wrestle buddies for their booking ideas, like put us on the payroll.
Also, your show's going to get pretty dumb and all be comedy. Right. Because I'm not going to write serious stuff.
If you think we're not going to make Shockmaster world champion, you're outside of your mind.
If you're thinking I'm not going to put a stable together of people that worship Super Shockmaster.
Oh my God, the return of RoboCop and Chucky. All of our ideas are like bad WCW nonsense.
The everything on a pole match.
Ooh,
it's an everything bagel on a pole.
No, it's just the globe. It's a globe, so you win the world.
It's the infinity symbol. And the goal of that match isn't to grab that. The goal of the match is to pin your opponent, but it's on a pole.
And this is how we will get SmackDown Hacker versus Prediction Bot in the main event
of WrestleMania. Actually, let's not kid ourselves. Summer that's Slam. That's an IC title match.
Okay. Okay. The Workhorse Championship. That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, like, obviously, like, the main event of Mania is Jumpin' Jeff Farmer and Motley Crue. Jumpin' Jeff Farmer. Anyway, that's going to be this week's episode of Wrestle Buddies. We will see you guys next week. What? On a regular episode.
Matt.
What
do we have? Mailbag.
Oh, I didn't know we had a mailbag.
We have a mailbag.
Oh. Don't stop doing the show. You got a mailbag.
Mailbag. This week's mailbag question comes from D9000, Matt.
D9000
asks, and Matt, as you're about to hear, This is a question near and dear to my very soul. Which modern day wrestler is best poised to open a restaurant franchise, and what type of restaurant would it be? My money's on Jon Moxley opening a steakhouse called Mox, and all the servers are rude to you. Now, that sounds awesome.
It's really Ed DeBevix of them.
It's very Ed DeBevix, but I'm assuming with like really good cuts of meat.
Yeah.
Matt, my immediate reaction is a New Day breakfast restaurant that just serves different types of breakfast foods. I think that's so, it's just so easy. It's definitely a layup. Also, I thought about this. Matt, remember in, I'm going to say our mid to late 20s, remember bars that were like, they were bars, but like they had loud music and blinking lights like nightclubs, but they weren't nightclubs because they were bars. There were a lot of these in Madison. And I went to a lot of them. I hated all of them, but I kept going because I like alcohol. I'm thinking one of these own, operated, and themed to none other than wrestling's biggest party boy, Joey Janela.
You've had so much time to think about this question, and I just learned about it.
I mean, I haven't really thought about it. I just pulled the tweet up. This is a question that he submitted last week, even.
So I just saw it last week. You've had a week to think about your answer.
I haven't thought about it. Like, fine. Chris, don't give an answer.
Imagine you're in Anytown, USA, in downtown, and you're
like,
going
like maybe like Cobb County, Georgia.
Even Cobb County, Georgia. Well, you got to respect the law and order down there. And
you're gonna do a hard time.
You're walking through that. You see a nice antique store. Maybe there's a little nice diner. And at the end of the street, something catches your eye. It's a dessert shop.
Ooh.
Oh, you walk in, there's some delicious bonbons, different types of chocolate, anything chocolatey that you can get your hands on. And then you look up, who's behind the counter? Cesaro. Welcome to Cesaro's Swiss Chocolate Man Shop.
Ooh, now here's the important question. Can you also buy his Claudio's Cafe coffee there?
Of course. I mean, fantastic. You have to buy the coffee there, but the focus is on the Swiss chocolate man himself, Cesaro.
Is this like Mark Henry is sexual chocolate? Cesaro is Swiss chocolate?
Chris, here's what I did.
I'm into it.
I've been mispronouncing his name also. Cesaro, his nickname is the Swiss Superman. So what I did was I took the word super and I replaced it with the word chocolate. He's the Swiss chocolate man.
I mean, it's a good idea.
It really is.
I also like the idea of him like being in the back, making the most immaculate chocolates a human could dream of. Like, can you imagine Cesaro's like truffle chocolates?
Oh man,
come on,
that'd be great. I also like to imagine that he also runs the register.
Like, oh well, that'll be $54.92.
Oh, that's a big jet coming over.
Well, his chocolate shop is near an airport.
Wow. But it's in Anytown, USA. Actually, it's in Cobb County, Georgia. We've already established
it. Yeah, it's in Cobb County, Georgia, where you're going to do hard time. Like, well, and what the crazy thing is, Seth Rollins has a coffee shop. He has two coffee shops. So technically, Seth Rollins has a coffee chain. I'd love to get a cup of Joe at someday. That's something I've learned recently is there are a lot of WWE wrestlers that are very, very into coffee. So I think you're more likely to have a WWE wrestler owned and operated coffee shop than you are specifically a restaurant. I would love to see more wrestling themed eateries. Like, I'm going to go to Hogan's Beach or whatever it's called once I'm in Florida to eat Hulk Hogan's food. Also, you know what WWE is missing the boat on? This now brings up a new thing. Imagine medieval times, but with pro wrestling.
So a pro wrestling match?
Yeah, like the arena, if you will, is medieval time style seating, where everyone's seated around the ringside area, stage area and whatnot. And you get brought a meal while you watch wrestling matches happen.
Okay.
With like little built-in storylines and whatnot.
All right.
That's not really what he asked in this question, but like, it's what I got.
It's what we did.
Medieval wrestling times.
Anyway, guys, thanks for listening this week. Make sure to smash that subscribe, likes, comment button on iTunes, Apple Podcasts.
Rate, review, follow, subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere this podcast is, you should sign up to it.
please go review the show. We haven't been reviewed in a while, I don't think. And I like,
it's
I like
true
reviews.
It's just, I'm disappointed in all of you personally.
Yeah. We will see you guys next week with the real episode about something. Chris, any final words?
No.
Okay. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at Wrestle Buddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.